Thank you for decorating our temple. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, vibrating energy, for living in our souls. Amen.
We thank you, Eternal Father, Jah Jesus, the Father of the planet Earth. We thank you for your love for human beings. We thank you for your creation of our bodies. We thank you for creating this planet, the fifth world. We thank you for that. We thank you for your sacrifice. For through your sacrifice, we can become gods and goddesses under your administration. Jah Jesus, baby.
Thank you, Eternal Holy Ghost, the Lord of hosts, the most one we love. We adore you, sweet energy that dwells inside the temple being. We thank you, for we adore you. Namaste, Jesus.
We thank you, Eternal Energy, the fire of energy that dwells within each soul, the Holy Ghost, our Heavenly Father within us. As the Master Jah Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven within. We thank you for that. We thank you for putting that divine energy and that divine consciousness in every human being on this planet. Wherever religion they are, they have it. And I thank you for that. I thank you that we can have a privilege of living on this planet. This is a dynamite planet, and you can grow fast like a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom, boom. Thank you, Jah Jesus, baby.
The kingdom of Christ is within. Sweethearts, people feel, everybody attuned into the living light of Jah Jesus. This power is glorious. Relax your mind, relax your body, relax your spirit, and feel the force. Sweet silver bells, Jah Jesus Christ, feel the energy as it flows through your temple. Praise to Jah Jesus.
We love you, Jah Jesus. That is your name of the Ghost Holy. You are eternal spirit. You are intelligent, infinite intelligence. We thank you for dwelling within our whole being. We thank you for dwelling within our mind through the subconscious mind. We thank you for purifying it. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for all things. We thank you for your healing power in the body. It's healed through your divine presence. Just like Jah Jesus, the Son of Man, the Son of God, he came with the healing power. I thank you that each person has that healing power within themselves. Thank you, Lord. Jah Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We glorify you. We can't glorify you enough because you are with us 24/7. All the time. We can always call upon your name. Where we make our bed in hell, as David says, or wherever we are, in the heavenly realm, we can call on that name. Jah Jesus, baby. It's the most powerful name. It is the powerful name in the universe. We thank you, Ghost Holy. We thank you that you reside within us, all through us, all around us, all throughout the universes. This is the greatest power there is on this planet and in the universe. You are so powerful that Jehovah worships and praises you within his being. And Jah Jesus, our Heavenly Father, praises you. So I thank you that I have the privilege of being on this earth and they can praise you. We love you, we praise you, we glorify you. I can't love you enough. In the name of Jah Jesus, baby.
The Most High, the most energetic, the most vibrant Holy Spirit, the gift of light, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You know, sweetheart babies and my loving brother, the fruit of the Spirit is powerful, isn't it?
Definitely so.
The fruit of love, joy, peace, happiness, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, and temper control. And I had experience to just really control temper, to not get upset over, you know, things so immediately or medium style. And so it's like, I say, Jesus, I cannot allow myself to continue to get angry over situations when things arise and things come up. And like I stated before, I say, you know, it's better to be pissed on than to be pissed off. And if someone thinks I'm speaking too strong, It's in the Bible. It's in the book, in the Royal King James Version, in the book of Isaiah. It says, "Woe unto him that pisses against the wall," which means to urinate or to pee against the wall. So the term that I'm using, piss, right now, is one who is angry. The word in the English slang, the word pissed off means one who is angry or one who is upset or infuriated. So I had a communication with Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit and I talked together, and I said, you know, Holy Spirit, I'd rather be pissed on than to be pissed off. And the Holy Spirit communed with me for 3 days up to this very day and told me that when my brother comes for us to go to the Budala, the assembly where we are now, it's like I would do an act of what I just stated. And I had another witness with him. And I didn't know somebody else was coming, but the Holy Spirit knew. The Holy Spirit told me, but I kind of didn't believe it. And the Holy Spirit said, do you know more than me? I said, oh, no, sweetheart, baby. You see, we got to submit to the powers of Jesus Christ. We have to acknowledge what the Holy Spirit said, because Holy Light of Christ knows everything, all things. So what I did, it was like a, I don't know if you call it a covenant or a divine act, but it's like I had a bottle full of urine. It's in an orange juice container that's pretty aged, like aged wine. It must be over a year old or something, maybe longer. And I took that bottle, and I put some urine on me, I had on my shirt that I got on right now, and I put it on the left side of the arm and the right side of the arm, and I had the two witnesses. I said, my brother, do you believe it? Before he could put it through his nose, he said, I believe, I know that it's piss. So what am I saying? It's like I activated what the Holy Spirit and I were talking about, because I was moved to do that. And it's like I'm serious. What I stated, it's better to be pissed on than pissed off. Because when you're pissed off, your blood pressure goes up, your heart begins to palpitate, you get frustrated, the blood pressure rises, strokes can attack, you know, all kind of things can happen. And so when I did that, it's like I was commanded, like, don't shower until after your program. You know, go right into action and smell like pee and do your thing, because you made it. It's like a covenant with the Christ light. You see what I'm saying? On May 31st, my brother, what comments do you have on that as we move on?
Yeah, basically controlling of your emotions. Like my brother said, it's better to be pissed on than pissed off, because once the adrenaline goes, if you've seen many situations that we talk to on this program,
yes,
people get ticked off and they do stuff they don't want to do, and then they regret it possibly for the rest of their life, and you're out of control. You're not in the divine guidance of the divine Holy Spirit. So what my brother say is very, very true. It's a lot of that going on. We give reports all the time.
Yes.
I get them from our grandfather, Jehovah, all the time. Did you know this is going on? Did you know that? I say, oh, yeah. And sometimes you just don't want to hear all that, but it's because it's so much. But it's better, like my brother said, have your adrenaline under control. We talked about that some Sundays ago about your adrenaline gland. It has to be in divine control. And the only way it can be under divine control, like my loving brother says, is through the Holy Spirit of promise. That Holy Spirit, it gets everything under divine control. Everything. Your body organs, everything. That's why it's very important, like my loving brother says, to be in tune and have that baptism of the Ghost Holy or the Holy Spirit within you, so it can have divine control, so you don't get ticked off and do things you don't want to do. People have classes on this and that. Nothing can help but the divine Holy Spirit. That's the only control you need, and it's free of charge, and it's from Jesus, the Son of God. He put the badge. You praise and worship this mighty Father God of this planet who created our bodies. He created this hard planet Earth so it can withstand all kinds of sin. By doing that, worshiping him, you get that baptism of energy. It energizes your being. You will know it when you get it. And by that power, and we used to have that power of Holy Ghost. It was Holy Ghost preachers around back in the day that they could be full of like all kinds of drugs, and all of a sudden they come, they don't want drugs anymore. What is that? It was a power. the power of the Holy Ghost. And that power can cleanse you, and it can purify, and it can put your mind at peace. If you want peace beyond understanding, you can get that peace. It gives you wisdom with the love, the Ghost Holy. The Ghost Holy that's what you need. A lot of people are going after the material wealth. That's fine. But the Ghost Holy is the most significant thing in your life, because without that, you can do nothing without the Ghost Holy. Why people are making mistakes, why people have their lives turned upside down, all this stuff, because they're not in tune with the Ghost Holy. When you're in tune with the Ghost Holy, you make the right decision. You know what you make. It will talk to you. You can talk to it about any problem you have. It will help you. It's your holy helper, brothers and sisters.
You get that right, baby. You hit it right on the thumb. That Holy Comforter, the Holy Ghost on every coast, is your divine, our divine helper, our divine savior, our guiding counselor, our leader, the supreme light of Christ. I tell you, because would an average person be able to put urination on themselves as a testimony to Jesus Christ, or as a covenant with Jesus Christ? Would they smell for Jesus Christ's sake? Other people say, nah, that's nasty. Not if the Lord Jesus Christ move you. You see, in ancient times, this blind guy, Jesus spit in the guy's eye, put some sand in his eyes, and he came healing. Jesus Christ does glorious, strange acts. Why? Because the atoms and rays of light is in everything. The atoms and rays of light is in my urine. My urine is holy, because I got the Holy Ghost. You see, should I take my urine and anoint people and pray for my brother? I would let that be a move of the Holy Spirit.
Of course. You got that right.
Usually we use oil.
Child Jesus,
oil.
Baby.
Yes, because I don't recommend people do what I did as far as unless they're directed by the light of Christ. You see, as a testimony, and I feel good about it. I feel really good about that when I poured that urine on them, and my brother and the other witness was a witness that saw that it was like a feel-good act. It's like a covenant of confirmation to control emotions, you see, because one word can trigger people off. One word can trigger you, make you angry, and I tell you, sweethearts, anger is not good. That's why they got a lot of anger management class, like you heard my sweetheart brother said, and they go to this class, and they come out, and they become bipolar, whoopsie-doopsie, and whoopsie-daisy. And without this divine Jesus Christ energy, that is the power that will sustain you. That's why we're here talking about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, because that's a major issue with the church world, with the business world. People get angry. They shoot somebody. They shoot first, and then they think later, oh, I'm sorry, and they're already dead. You see, the adrenaline goes out of control. You get cops shooting civilians shooting cops in the USA. What is going on, my brother, in the USA? They're going crazy over there. Back over there, it's like every 3 days somebody's getting shot by the police, or somebody's shooting the police. And we want to salute all the police officers in the USA, because they're going to hell. People say, how can you say that? And they're shooting this person, and their job is not easy. The government of Jesus Christ has ordained military. First of all, you got the divine gods and lords and gods under Jesus Christ. You got the angelic hosts, the archangels, the seraphim, the cherubim, the demigods, the lords, the sons of God, the saints, various ones, the police force, the military, the Jehovah of armies. You got army. So there's armies in the heavens, and there's armies on the earth. And all these are ordained by the Creator. So there's no need to be bitter against a police officer or a military officer or anyone. And we know there's some good and bad in each department. But if you carry, like my brother touched on, your adrenaline right, and you act dignified, especially those who got the Holy Ghost, if you act dignified, you will get favor. You will get favored by the light of Christ. So that's why we are on the air to help mankind, to let them know how to act. The book of Acts, I tell you, the book of Acts is the Acts of the Holy Ghost, where the apostles did their thing, different things happened, and they strongly worshiped the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the key. That is the key. You've got to go through Jesus Christ, you know, for this great power to come inside your life. It is through Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, that I was able to put that urination on me with great joy. I smiled while I did it. I didn't say, "Ew, that's nasty." I like it. I love it. Why? Because when you move by the Holy Spirit, and this is an act of a testimony to promote me higher in the kingdom of light, so must it be. You see, as the song says, would you be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause? Many people got worse things than that. You see, mine is guided by my own hand, putting the urine on me. Jesus Christ, they pissed on him. without his permission. You see, or he permitted it, but they just did it out of grunge, nastiness, mean, hateful. You see what I'm talking about? The anger, because he was a son of God, and they accused him of sedition and thought he wasn't equal to God. So they said, who do you think you are? So they put urine, feces, they spit upon him, and they did a lot of things for this loving Savior. So, sweethearts, saints, you have to be willing to take that if you have to go through that situation. And that's mild, being pissed on or spit on. Look what they're doing over in Syria and over in the Middle East. They're chopping heads off. And you know, that it comes to that. The people that have been persecuted because they're testifying of Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it's like it's going back to the days of our elder brother, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the apostles were persecuted and the saints of Jesus Christ were persecuted. Today, you got it real nice in the Europe, in the UK, and in the United States of America. It's very nice over there. You see, what am I saying? You people need to wake up because you, in the Western world, you have all this freedom. And you're not using it aright. You are flip-flopping, lollipopping, jib-jabbing, hip-habbing, and dib-dabbing. You need to take the Lord Jesus Christ serious. You playing games. You don't baptize in Jesus' name. You use titles. You're scared. If you're scared, wake up. You see, because the Bible is right. The Bible says, repent of your sins. Acts 2:38, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, not in the name of some other lords, but not in the name of the prophet, not in the name of Moses, not even in the name of Elijah, but in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It also specified that the Apostle Paul, who once was Saul, that was a killer of Christians, became a thriller of Christians, a worshiper. He was thrilled under Jesus Christ. He became saved. He was directed by the light of Christ. And then he came to the Apostle Ananias, and Ananias was directed and baptized that character who was Saul of Tarsus, now the Apostle Paul. And he said, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost shortly after that. You see, if you love Jesus, you say you believe in the Holy Cross that Jesus Christ died upon, you say the sinner's prayer, but you don't pray to Jesus. What's up with that? You see, and you say you love Jesus so much, but you don't get dipped or baptized in his glorious name. You should get baptized in his name because you love Jesus Christ. The scripture testifies of it. No one ever or before time was baptized saying in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost using the titles. See, and people say, well, you know, Jesus said baptize in the name of the Father and the Son. Yes, he didn't say baptize in the titles of the, saying the title. He said the name. Name, Isaiah 9:6, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, so the Mighty God has a name, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost has a name, Lord Jesus Christ. Or Jah Jesus Christ, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus. You see, so these people who claim that they are Christians, they don't treasure the Son of God, they don't treasure his divine name, they are lying like hell. You see, they're lying, and they do not the truth, because they're going through ritual rigmarole, and they don't want to accept what the scripture says. And my brother, as you notice, 98.7% of these religious denominations are against the baptism in Jesus' name. They'll say, well, you know, it don't really mean that. Yes, it do, nigga, bye. It really means that, because there was a time when the saints were praising Jesus, and it says the Holy Ghost was not fallen upon none of them except or until they were baptized in the name of Lord Jesus. And so after they, because they were praising and tarrying for the Holy Ghost, nothing happened. And then when the Holy Ghost, when they got baptized in the water, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, immediately the Holy Ghost came upon them. So you're going to tell me that's allegorical? No, that is the reality, because they love Jesus. And then there was some also in the book of Acts that they already received the Holy Ghost, and then Paul commanded them after they already got saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, he told them, you got to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? To fulfill your love for Jesus Christ, to fulfill the principles of righteousness for Jesus Christ, to have a good conscience, because you're protected when the great name of Jesus is used. Jesus is the ultimate name of the universe. Jesus is the ultimate name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is supreme. We must, by all means. Now, I didn't know I was going to get off on that, but the Holy Ghost knew. I didn't even plan it, but the Holy Ghost knew. Somebody needs to hear it, because people are calling, they're asking questions. Well, my minister said this and that. Now, what does the Holy Ghost say? If you read the scripture and you still doubt, talk to the light of Christ within you. Talk to Jesus. Jesus, is it true that I should be baptized in your name? And you will get the permeation within you, and you will know. Now, let's look at logical. Let's look at Spock, logic. Long life, how do you say, prosper, long life. And it's like, okay, the logic is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on the tree of the cross for humankind. Why did he die? The purpose of the sacrifice, the Holy Easter story declares about that once he died for all the sins, no longer did the animal sacrifice have to be done, and you can go straight to the light of Christ within you and ask for forgiveness, and you can get instantaneous forgiveness. No prolonged time, no mediocrity. It's like it happened right away. That's the good news. You don't have to go and buy no pigeons, no turtle doves, no heifers, no red heifers, no turtle doves, because that costs too much money to die. If you went out today, they'd be making a money-making deal off of that. But thanks to Jesus Christ, his love for humankind that he offered through to the Father to sacrifice, he pleaded with the Father that he could come down to the planet Earth and give his life, and then his life was returned to him after the 3 days and the three nights. See, so happy Easter, Merry Christmas, Happy Pentecost Day. Pentecost Day was May 24th, and some nations it is today. You see, in Greece, today, and in Russia, it's probably a couple of weeks later on. But Pentecost is the power of the Holy Ghost coming. Acts, the second chapter, it tells you the whole story. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one accord in one place. And as they were praising Jesus, the Holy Ghost came. It didn't take the Holy Ghost 10 days to come. It took them, apostles and their wives and children, 10 days to ratify themselves. Why? Because some of them were arguing, who should they praise and worship, the Father Jehovah, or should they worship Jesus? So they argued that for about 7 days. The seventh day came, they said, wait a minute, we got to come to the conclusion that the Son of God is the one that gave us life for the people, and the Son of God is the one that's going to baptize the people. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, is going to give the Holy Ghost. So after they came to the acknowledgement that Jesus Christ is worthy, and they believe what Hebrews says in the first chapter, verse 6, it says, and God said, let all worship my firstborn son who's coming into the world, that be Jesus Christ. So that's the glorious Christmas story. And it continues on and on. As you notice, we did Carol the Bells, a lot of new people that are listening today. They say, they're doing Christmas in May? Yes, we do it every day. Jesus was born officially on September 27th, about 4 B.C., plus or minus at the timing. So we love Jesus Christ. And we honor great Jesus Christ. The scripture says in the Gospel of John, he who honors the Son of God honors the Father. He who has the Son of God has the Father. He who has not the Son of God has not the Father. He who does not honor the Son of God does not honor the Father. You see, we can go straight to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who came in human form. First chapter of St. John, in the beginning was the Word. The Word Jesus, and the Word was with God, Jesus, and Jesus was the same as God, and Jesus was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Jesus Christ. You heard my brother say the fifth world. We are in his prayer. We are in this fifth world, and I'm not going to go into about the first world, how it was destroyed, and how the Nephilim and the fallen spirits, the Lilith people having sex, and all. I'm not going to continue to tell too much today. We have talked about it before. You can check out the free archives. But you see, the world went through a lot of changes when the fallen angels fell down from heaven, when Lucifer got kicked out. Why did Lucifer get kicked out of the heavens? Because he got jealous. He was jealous that Jesus Christ was the anointed one of God. Jesus Christ was chosen to be the Son of God because he was pure, righteous, he paid attention, he's the Holy One. That's the way it is. You can argue it, you can get pissed off. To get pissed off, do like I did and put some piss on your skin. And glory to Jesus Christ. Now, you don't have to do that, but whatever it takes, it's time to control our emotions. When I'm talking to you, when my brother's talking to you, we are also talking to ourselves, because the Holy Spirit is constantly teaching us how to live, what to say, when to say, why to say, and all that good stuff. We love you all, sweetheart. We may sound a little heavy at times. That's the voice of the prophet coming out of us. We may sound mild. That's the voice of the priest coming out of us. And if I go into your mind, that's the seership. Prophet, priest, and seer. A seer is one who is gifted by the light of Christ, the Holy Ghost, and who has developed that power by Jesus Christ, who can see in your thoughts and know what you're thinking and know that you need to get right with Jesus Christ. One who Jesus Christ can trust. All you saints and all you boinkies, stop it. Stop your stubbornness. Stop your stubbornness now. Open your heart to love. If you don't love, you are going to take a trip to hell. And that's not a good deal, because I was there the other day. I had many trips to hell. At least, how many, brother? 490 or 491 times,
something
I believe.
Like that.
And I don't lost track. And it's like, Jesus Christ has allowed me to see these things, to witness, to experience. It is real. Jesus Christ is real. People in the Middle East are coming to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is making a personal appearance to people in Tehran and over in Afghanistan and Pakistan and all of the Islamic Republic and different places with Sharia law. It is time to come to wake up time. You Christians are sitting back on your fat asses and your medium asses and your skinny asses, and you're doing nothing. You're not worshiping Jesus. You don't treasure the name of Jesus. You don't praise Jesus Christ. You just out there, you know, God this, God that, God this. Pretty soon you'll be saying God D. You know, it's like, wake up, wake up, wake up and find out who the God of this planet is. You heard my brother say, the Father of the heavens and the earth is Jesus Christ, appointed by Jehovah God. You see, we've been telling you this for a long time, and there are new people that are coming into the truth, and you know in your soul, your spirit bears witness of the truth. The inside God, give me some of those scriptures, my brother. Give me an outline.
So on that, on the 1 Corinthians, I believe it's 6:19, know ye not that the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you have 1 Corinthians, what is it, 3:16, 17, 18. The Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Basically, I'm just summing it up.
Okay.
And Philippians 4:4, rejoice in Lord always.
Okay, yes. Now, you heard the scripture given. Know ye not that your body is the temple? Well, first of all, Paul, to give it more, he said, what? He was talking, giving a question. What? Like Little John, the rapper. What did you say? What do you say? What? That's a rapper. But what? Know ye not that your body, your physical body, is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have from God? Like, what? You mean we can live inside? And then the other scripture you heard, my brother quoted it, know ye not that the Spirit of God, there's more to it, but we just given the outline. You can check it out for yourselves. Know ye not that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. And for the gripers and the complainers, the scripture says, rejoice always in the Lord, or rejoice in Lord Jesus Christ, John Jesus. It's like, stop griping. Stop bitching, moaning, and complaining and groping. You need to give thanks. It's a scientific fact that people that give thanks and gratitude, they look younger, they seem nicer, they have a good sex life, and you have a good eating life. And everything else with sugar and spice and everything nice. It's like it does make a difference on how we live. If you're grumpy, and unjoyful, you're going to have a miserable life. You're going to have high blood pressure. You're going to have strokes, possible heart failure, heart attacks, growing kidney stones. We are our own judge, in a sense. Why? Because the scripture tells us that the Father judges no man. He has given all judgment into the hands of the Son. And the Son giveth us the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost in us communes with us to help us weed out the weeds and the tares that are inside of us. You see, we got to be honest with ourselves, and definitely we got to be honest with the Christ energy, Jesus, the Holy Ghost. When you are honest with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, things change for you, sweethearts. But when you are not honest and you covering up, you have just got blood clots in your system. You have clot up your blood, and your blood cannot flow physically nor spiritually. You say, you sound rough. No, sweetheart, I don't sound rough enough. This is a mild sermon. This is a mild teaching. You haven't seen the aggressiveness that should come forth because you people are playing games. Now, everybody's not playing games, but you know who you are. You who are honest and you who don't know, then you must be the game players. And so if you don't know, Commune with Jesus Christ. Talk to Jesus Christ. Melt down to Jesus Christ. Get off your high, hainty horses and stop being so hainty and start being mellow. Learn to trust in Christ-like energy. Our physical bodies are so treasurable, sweetheart. We are the temple. You heard my loving sweetheart brother quote the scripture reference. Our bodies are the indwelling where the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, dwells in us. How glorious is that? Also in Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 20 and 21, it says, behold, Jesus speaking again. He said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. The kingdom of Christ is within you. And that goes right with the apostle letters, the Spirit of Christ inside our temple. So we are magnanimous people if you can really wake up, saints of Jesus. Even the sinner man. You can wake up. You are valuable. You are very valuable when you realize the realization. And when the quickening power inside of you wakes you up, wow, you say, wow, I'm having a miserable life, but I got hope through Jesus Christ, eternal energy. Yes, sweethearts, the divine Christ fire is ready for you. Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, is excited to live in every physical body, from the glorious President of the United States of America, Barack Hussein Obama, all the way to the Queen of England, all the way to the Parliament of Thailand, where we're here right today, and from just all over the planet, all over the planet. No one is too insignificant for this great Holy Spirit. All are welcome to this glorious Christ energy. This great Yahweh Jesus Christ vibration is open to all, but all has not received it. Why? Because you have not made yourself ready. But when you get tired of living a hellish life, when you get tired of misery and distress, then you would wake up and come to the light of the universe, the Lord Jesus. Jesus. It is a good thing to be in love with Jesus. It's a good thing to be aware of this all-protecting power that dwells inside of us. Because, now just think, your physical body is a temple. We are the temple of the Christ energy, the Spirit of Christ. That means we can get rid of sickness, old age, sadness, decrepitude, of sickness, illnesses, hatred, variance, maliciousness, mean-spirited, whatever is bothering you, whatever, you know, the great seals upon the heart, the unbelief and stuff like that, all this, my sweetheart friends and brethren and sisterin, is welcome to you through the grace and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You heard my brother speak about it in the Holy Prayer earlier about the power of Jesus' sacrifice, the power of Jesus' name. This is what all the holidays are pointing to, the great release of freedom. Like a 2 Corinthians, what is it, 3:17? It says, now the Lord Jesus is that spirit. With the spirit of the Lord Jesus, there's liberty. Look at that again. It's letting you know the name of the Holy Spirit, not only the Son of God, but the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ, or Jesus, Jesus Christ. You see, in Romans, the 13th chapter, verse 14, like we said yestermonth and yesteryear, that also put ye on, the scripture says, put the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the lust of the flesh or the negative way of living. So if you put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the Spirit, the energy, the Holy Spirit of love. Remember, the Holy Spirit is full of love. The Holy Spirit is full of forgiveness. And that is the power of Jesus Christ that will give every saint, every sinner, every man in between the power to change his life. You don't want to have unforgiveness in your heart. How do you get rid of unforgiveness? Through Jesus Christ's Spirit, that eternal energy that dwells within it. You must become involved in the Holy Ghost.
You got that right. Jesus, baby. Another thing is the power of the name.
Yes.
We're going to get into the power of the name. The power of the name is very significant, as my brother would know. He's been in hell so many times. But that power, last week I was walking, I came to America walking down the street, a bunch of dogs, and these like wolf dogs, they started barking, you know, like they was going to attack. And I just said silently, Jesus, baby. And they just went away. I didn't even say with any power. I didn't even say with any authority. I just said, it was like a whisper, Jesus, baby. They quit barking. They left.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I didn't even say it like, Jesus, baby. I just said it really softly. And they just went, the power of the name. any situation that you're in, the power of the name. Let's face it, this is a wicked planet.
Yes.
This is reality. You deal with all kinds of people here. You got to keep the name alive. It's a sad situation that the Christian church don't use the name. They use Lord most of the time. Some of them are starting to come into it, but it's a power in the name. You notice when they start using the name, everybody stands up. Everybody start getting happy. Why? Because it's a power. The name is a power. It's energy. It electrifies. When you say Jah Jesus, all your cells are just illuminating in the spiritual realm. And then you get the angels to your bidding. You get the gods, the demigods. You get all the gods and lords around you for protection. You get everything when you say that name, and you're living the life, and you mean it. Jah Jesus, baby, is the most powerful name. It is the powerful name of the universe, the powerful name on this planet Earth, because he shed his blood. And then not only the Son of God has that name, the Ghost Holy. Now, the Ghost Holy is intelligence. It doesn't walk on your side. It's not a person. I know a lot of teachers are teaching that. No, it has a personality.
Right.
It's intelligence. It talks to you. It guides you. It's your inner voice. The Ghost Holy is the kingdom of God within you. It is that God within you. It is that Father within you that Jesus was communicating about. He said, my Father. Every time he said, my Father, he was talking about the Ghost Holy. He wasn't talking about the Heavenly Father Jehovah, which has no jurisdiction on this planet. He knows I'm playing with him. Basically,
right.
He knows he doesn't. But he
right.
likes that because he's a powerful being, very powerful. But he gave all authority and all might and power to Jah Jesus to rule this planet. Because after the first four worlds, then Jesus said, come on, Father, I can do it. I have a plan. I have a plan.
Yes.
Now, it took him a long time to bid to Jah Jesus, to the Father about that, Jehovah. It took him a long time. But then the Father said, okay, I'm going to give everything over to you. You're going to have to take care of this. You know, he gave everything because Jesus cares for each and every soul on this planet. So he's the one. Anybody that's born of a man or woman is Jesus' territory.
Right.
The only thing is that Jehovah did was at Tibidome and Laiva. I don't want to say the one before that, but it was another person too.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the experiment he had. After that didn't work, it was so fragile to celestial run. Then Jesus said, hey, I'm going to make something hard as rock,
right.
And I'm going to have it. It can take any kind of sin, and they're going to be able, whatever sin they had, I'm going to be able to forgive them through my blood. And if they accept the sacrifice, they can be forgiving, and then they can become gods and goddesses. And Jesus said he has that open for you. Now, there's no other planet in the universe like this. This is the fastest growing planet in the universe. It's no other planet. All the other planets, they are mile, like the Father said. They are, Jehovah said, they are a mile, and it takes them eons to get what we can get in a 60, 90-year time. We can become gods. It takes them a long time. But it's everything under the sun happening here.
Right.
And that's why Jehovah said, I like this planet because it's a lot of action.
It's never bored,
man. I like down here, man. You got this going on. You got that going on. But, yeah, it's a lot going on. But the beauty of it, you can overcome in this planet a quicker rate. You know, like America, they like to move fast, fast. That's how the planet Earth is. We can move fast. If you want to move fast and get into Jah Jesus' energy, that's how you move fast. You can get rid of, like my brother, loving brother says, you can get rid of all your pains and agony through Jah Jesus' energy. Now, the reason that people in America are slacky-lacky is because it's the same thing as at Tibidome and Laiva. They were in the garden. They had everything.
Right.
And Jah Jesus, and Lord Jehovah told them, hey, you need to get in touch with the light of Christ within you, the power. But it was so much glory up there. He just was astonished at the glory of Jehovah, Jesus, the angels, the cherubims, and then he had angels around him. He was living glory, so he didn't have no need for it, he thought.
Right.
He had no need for it, and that's what's happening in America. America has so much richness. They have their big houses. They have their barns full with food. They have their Lamborghinis, their cars. They have all the technology. I don't really need nothing, they think. Because, see, all this is taken over and has squashed the light of Christ out. They don't have time for that. But it's going to become a time that you're going to really lay hold to that light of Christ, because it's the light of Christ that judges the world. It's not so much Jesus. Jesus can't come back until this world is purified. And it's becoming purified through all kinds of volcanoes, earthquakes, landslides, tsunamis, everything is happening. And it's starting to happen more frequently. As we get into 2016, it's going to happen more frequently, more frequently. So you got to be on your P's and Q's through the light of Christ, because that is our Savior. Jesus came. He died. He gave us the way. He showed us the way how to live. He has the scriptures here for us to show us the way. Then he left the most important thing, the light of Christ within us. And then he said, if you praise and worship me, I'll give you my spirit that goes holy. It's named after me. And then once you have that, you're on your way, because it's a protecting force. This force is the mightiest force in the universe, will protect you from all kinds of volcanoes, will protect you from anywhere you're at. It's been times on TV that people said the houses around them were shattered, and the lady said, I worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing happened to their house.
That's right.
It's been many, you look on the website, been many thousands of people that said that, you know. So the power of the name, and they just knew of worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. They weren't so much into the ghost holy even. They worshiped the Son. Now, it's power in the Son, too, but the Son of God, Jesus, wants you to get into this ghost holy, because that ghost holy is always with you 24/7. Now, when you call on Jesus, the Son of God, he can come to you. Yes, he can. But he wants you to get into that ghost holy, because that ghost holy, that's your Savior. That's your Redeemer. It redeems your body. It guides you. It helps you in every millisecond. You can talk to it about anything, anything. You know, it holds your secrets. You can't, like my brother said, you got to be honest. You can't, it's the just and pure heart that gets the Holy Spirit. If you're playing games, you cannot get the Holy Spirit. You're praying, you got to be just and true to get this ghost holy. As you just and few true, the ghost holy will come. And it's an energy that will energize your body. You want energy? It'll energize your body. You want to get rid of drugs, cigarette smoking? It would do it. You want to lose weight? The ghost holy. You want to do anything? You want to have peace of mind? Ghost holy. You have demons in you? Ghost holy will purify you. It will surround you with its energy, so the demons cannot attack you. The ghost holy is what people need.
Yes.
That's the treasure. That's the pearl of great price. The ghost holy within you. That's what we should be treasuring. But America will wake up when all this stuff starts happening. And it's sad to say, when a catastrophe happens,
right,
then people start to change. It seems like people say that's human nature. It doesn't have to be, because it can be a glorious ride. Because if you enter the ghost holy and you live in the life, you're going to have a happy, glorified life. People who are into Jesus, they're not sad. They're not bickering. Remember, prayer, you're talking about prayer. Prayer is thanksgiving, praise. That's what prayer is.
Yes.
Prayer is not one great day and you babbling and you begging for this and that. I'm going to tell you, your prayer don't go high as your room. It doesn't go anywhere. Prayer and praise goes to the heavens. Prayer and praise, the God within you hears. Thanksgiving, like my brother says, thanksgiving and praise. That's prayer. Prayer is not begging for them. Prayer is being thankful for where you have, for where you at, the things you are. And then you can ask through thanksgiving, through praising the Ghost Holy, through loving the Ghost Holy. That's prayer. A lot of Christian churches have the wrong thing of prayer. They're going through these long, sad prayers. It doesn't go anywhere. You're not getting anywhere. Prayer is happy. Prayer is thanksgiving. Prayer is praising. That's true prayer. Let's get into the prayer of the praising of the Most High God within you, Jah Jesus, the Eternal Spirit. Let's praise even Jah Jesus, the Son of God, deserves that also. Let's praise and worship him. Let's not say, Jesus, help me. Let me have this. I need this. It doesn't go anywhere, my brothers and sisters. It doesn't get anywhere. Read your scriptures. It doesn't go. You guys have been fed wrong. You know, it's thanksgiving. It's love. It's gratitude. That keeps you in the high vibration. That keeps the Ghost Holy energy flowing. You don't want to be stopped up, you know, because then when you get stopped up, when you start having malice, you can't forgive and stuff like that. It's the scripture said, go to your brother and ask for forgiveness. You can't pray to the Lord Jesus Christ within you and you have malice and you have hatred. It doesn't go nowhere. It's stopping the flow of the energy. It stops so the energy can't flow, so the prayer goes nowhere because you're stopped up with all this negative, and you have to get rid of the negative before you can pray. You got to get rid of all that negative energy. You got to get rid of all that negative, and the only way you can get rid of it is pray to Jah Jesus and fall on your face and say, forgive me for all I've done, Jah Jesus. Help me. I need your Holy Ghost. You don't think he's going to give it to you? The Holy Ghost loves bodies, anxious to get into bodies. It loves bodies. So you got to get on your knees and praise that Holy. Then you get the Ghost Holy, and you'll just feel like an entire new being. You are a new being in Jesus Christ. You are transformed. People say, God, what happened to that person? And then a lot of times they say, oh, this Jesus is Jesus. And they go, because they don't know what else to say. Because it is Jesus. It's Jesus the Son of God. Then it's Jah Jesus, the Holy Ghost. You go into the Holy Ghost. You go from the Father draws you to Jah Jesus, the Son of God. Then Jah Jesus, Son of God, gives you the Ghost Holy, which is Jah Jesus. And then you're on your way, baby. They're turning flips. They're jumping up and down, Jehovah and Lord Jesus Christ. They're saying, oh, he got it. And then you start praising that, and then you start becoming more illuminated. You start, your energy starts to go up. Your intelligence starts to go up. See, that's intelligence. Intelligence is with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost it intelligizes your mind. And then you can do things you didn't think you could do. Then your destiny will be fulfilled. Your destiny is to overcome, become a god and goddess. But then on that, you'll have a mission. And you can do your mission because your mind works beyond the 10% it's supposed to work. Most people have 10% or below, you know. And we're getting below because the way we live, the acts we do, we're on drugs, we're doing this, that tears you down. We eat wrong. It's the reason why Jehovah said you should not eat pork and the mouse. You know, it's the reason. It affects your body. He said you shouldn't eat crab. You shouldn't eat lobster, shrimp, or squid, all this stuff. Those things are to clean the ocean. So you eating the poo-poo that they are cleaning out and you put it into your body, defiling it. And so you're going to create all kinds of diseases doing that. But you think it's cool because they make it look so beautified on the TV or wherever they have it served. Oh, that looks so good. But it's filled with filth from the ocean. They are here to clean the ocean. It's a reason, it's a purpose for them being here, not to consume. You have other being animals you consume, like beef, you know, like lamb, you know, like fish, like chicken, you know, the four ones. You have other things besides all this other stuff. So basically, it's messing with your brain. It's messing with your body. It's messing with everything on your body. And that's why you can't function, especially pork. You notice people have a pork-looking head. You notice they have a pork-looking butt. You notice they're big and fat because of the pork. That's why Jesus, he backs up his father.
Right.
You should not eat that. They say, well, that's Old Testament. No, it's eternal laws. They have eternal laws in there about everything, about you should not have sex with your wife when she's on her period. That's an eternal law. You think that's just Old Testament? No, it's eternal law that Jehovah put out. And Jesus backed up him 110%. Matter of fact, Jesus is more hardcore.
Yes.
He says, if you think the thought, you done sin. Now, Jehovah didn't say that. Jesus said that. You think he's a nice guy? He's not a nice guy.
No.
He's hardcore. He said that, and it can be done. He said, go in perfection. You can do the Ghost Holy. Now, this guy, Jesus, he went to the temple. They were buying. He just knocked everything down. So this is my temple. It's not this. He's not a nice guy. Very merciful, very loving, not a nice guy. Let's get that clear. Not a nice guy. Very loving, very merciful, but not a nice guy. He takes so much. So we want to be ready for how the light of Christ is coming into this planet. This light of Christ is coming through the atmosphere. The atmosphere is starting to melt because it's piercing through. Even in the countries around the equator, they have to wear castor because it's too much light. They can't take it. And it's penetrating more and more. And pretty soon, it's going to be like Isaiah says. It's going to be so much light. It's just going to break through. And you got to be ready for that. Your body got to be purified. If it's not, you burn up because you got to be like the Christ light, because that's how Jesus is going to come in his glory. And so we're preparing you for that. It's nothing to be scared of, because if you're scared, you go to church. We're not in church. We're into a spirituality Holy Ghost within your body. Remember, you're always in church. You always are in church 24/7. If you want to go to church, you can, but it's no scripture says that you really have to go. The highest worship is to the Ghost Holy within you.
Right.
You worship the Ghost Holy. You praise the Ghost Holy. The Ghost Holy is, you can go in your own closet and praise it on the plane, on the train, at the game, on the beach, anywhere. You don't have to be in a far wall, dark church. You can be where the light is, and you can praise this Ghost Holy anywhere. See, it's not confined to some man put those restrictions. We put restrictions. We have our own doctrine. That's why so many churches, where our doctrine is this. Is that Jesus Christ's doctrine? No, this is our doctrine. This is the Methodist doctrine. Not saying that the Methodist is wrong.
Right.
I'm just using it as an example. Well, my doctrine is Presbyterian is this. My doctrine is that. We got all into this stuff. Everybody has their own doctrine. It's not of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why you have so many religions and so much separation, because everybody has their own man-made doctrine. It's not Jesus' doctrine. That's why the Son of God University had to come on the air to straighten everything out, because it's too much division, and it's not enough unification in the Christian world. If it can't be in the Christian world, how is anybody else going to come? Because we got so much division here, doing this, doing that, how to pray not to baptize, like my loving brother said, don't baptize in Jesus' name, baptize in the titles, all this stuff. They don't get into the scriptures. They don't research the scriptures. They're not getting into the Ghost Holy. They're not being still and knowing that I am God, so you can get the revelation yourself. Remember, in the last days, everybody's going to know Lord Jesus for themselves. They're going to know. The scripture's going to be written on the tablets of your heart, as the scriptures say. You're going to know for yourself. You don't have to go to a pimp preacher to have them steal all your money. Basically, you're going to have all the knowledge within you. All Jesus has to equip everybody totally with what they need. It's all inside of them. that ghost holy. That's the God within you. That God is within you. It's all around you. It's all through you. The omnipresent energy is there. It's waiting. It's waiting to come to your body. It's waiting for you to worship it. Worship this ghost holy. Know the name, the power of that name. Jah Jesus, baby. That's the power, because without that power, you are nothing. People going to all these classes, get the power. Everybody wants power. Get the power. The power is Jah Jesus. Use the name. Live the life. Don't just say stuff. Like my brother said, people are flip-flopping and on the churches. They are playing churches. You don't think that the angels see that? You don't think that the angels say every day to Jah Jesus, I should go destroy them? No. Praise the ghost holy. The ghost holy is the one to do, baby.
That's
Jah
right.
Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby. The canon. Glory to Jesus. We thank you, sweethearts, for listening to the program, and we're going to just sign off, and we're going to love you up, and we love all of you, sweethearts. There's not a time that we don't love you. It may sound a little bit disciplinary, but hey, whom God loves, he chastises. It's time. What time is it? It's time to praise the Christ energy, like my loving brother stated. It's time to go into the canon. The canon, like our song comes at the end, which is now, it's like the canon means to be canonized, to be purified, to be energized into the light of Christ. So that's why we celebrate these great days, Pentecost, Christmas, or Christmas, Easter, canon, Carol the Bells. It's all about the light of Jesus Christ within. So, sweetheart, think about it. Get excited. Repent. If you're a real man, if you're a real woman, if you're a real child, if you're a real human, you can turn to this great King, Jah Jesus, who created the world and the world in love and light and peace and mercy and compassion. We wish you a merry, merry Christmas, even in this spring, summer season, as we continue to glorify eternal energy.
Your Jesus, baby. Peace be with you, my brother.